I want to think about two forces that, amongst a host of forces, but two particular forces that have a powerful effect on our lives and the lives of the people of the world. I'm thinking about the force of fear and the force of hope. And I'm sure we can each, in the story of our lives and the story of our families and the story of our communities, can come up with examples, experiences we may be having right now, where we've made decisions that have been based on fear, where we have run away from something, where we've backed down, where we've fled. And sometimes, of course, we have to do that. But fear can take over, and we can find ourselves in situations where fear becomes the characteristic experience of our lives. And we can think, perhaps, of people we know, maybe of ourselves some time ago, when our life was ruled by fear. Fear of what people thought of us. Fear of what would happen about our job. Fear of how we were doing at school. Fear of all sorts of things, about relationships, about all sorts of experiences that were going on in our lives. Hope. Hope is what helps us move out of fear. And hope is what draws us to something different, to a new possibility, to a new experience, to something that is not about protecting ourselves and withdrawing, but about moving forward into something new. You can tell the story of the refurbishment of this church in language of fear and hope. And the fear that something wouldn't work, that there wouldn't be the money, that this particular thing just wouldn't happen. I came in here the first time with Nick. How long ago? A couple of months ago, was it? And I walked into a building site. And the floor was up. There was nothing here except a hole and rubble. Not a secure foundation. Not something to build your house on. And that has been transformed. But I know from the stories that Diz can tell and Nick can tell and the builders and the architect that there were moments of at least anxiety, if not fear, that it may not work the way they wanted it to or hoped that it would. But it was hope. It was hope, and it was that hope founded in faith that enabled them to continue and to see it to completion. We've just heard the story of Abraham. I know you are working your way through Genesis. So we've just heard the story of Abram and God calling him out of his hometown, a place called Ur, calling him out of his hometown into something new, into something which God did not give him many clues about. Now, it's quite clear, listening to the passage we've just had, that Abram had a very comfortable life. He had goods, he had property, he had family around. There was a lot going on for him. It was a secure life. It wasn't fear that cast him out of there. It was the hope that somehow captured him, the hope that God gave him, that was based in his relationship with God, that faith he had in God enabled him to hear God calling him out of that safety, out of that safe, secure place, into something that was unknown. And so he set off in a journey which would be full of danger, would be full of challenge. But a journey that was drawn by hope and founded on his relationship with God, his faith in God. And when we listen to the story that Frieda has just read, the story that Jesus tells about building your house on rock or building your house on sand, it's that faith, that secure relationship with God, that secure relationship that is made real and possible for us in Jesus Christ, building our lives on that, that rock that enables us then to step out like Abram into the uncertainty of the future. Now, what we've just done with Anya is to secure that security, to underline, to give that foundation for her in her relationship with God, that she is secure in Jesus Christ, and that as she grows up, she will, by God's grace, come to know that that foundation is sure. And it is from that foundation, not that she stays safe and kind of huddles down into that place, but goes out from it into a life of courage and hope and challenge. Now, as I think about what you have done here with this floor and with this refurbishment of the church, you've got this very secure, real, tangible symbol of that faith and foundation, which is the source of our hope. Unlike the rubble and the sand and the broken bricks and all the rest of it that I saw when I came in before, which was not a secure foundation to build anything on. Not at that point. Now there is something secure here. You step in to this building, you enter this building, and you are on secure ground. And that is a reminder, a constant reminder, and a symbol for all of us of what our lives are founded on. And we may be facing all sorts of fears. We may be facing all sorts of challenges. But we do that sure, secure, in the faith in Jesus Christ that is the foundation, the firm, secure, immovable foundation of our lives. One of the things that I am hugely grateful to you for is the outreach you have in this community to a whole host of people who are in need in one form or another. And just listening to the notices earlier and knowing what you do through the Triangle and other projects here, I just get a strong sense of that commitment. And that secure foundation that we have in Jesus Christ, that is symbolized in this floor, is going to enable you now to reach out even further, take more risks for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of showing Christ's love in the world. When we think of fear and hope, we perhaps fairly quickly find ourselves thinking about the refugees fleeing Syria. We think about the extraordinary fear that has driven them, absolutely, understandably. What would we do in those circumstances where danger, horrific danger, is all around? Fleeing for their sakes, for their families' sakes, taking unbelievable risks in the most perilous and often fatal circumstances, sailing across the Mediterranean, putting themselves in the hands of people smugglers, abusive, exploitative people, but somehow taking those risks, driven by fear and drawn by perhaps an elusive hope that there will be something better in the future, wherever they end up, whether it's in Germany or whether it's in this country or whichever place they end up. And we, in this congregation, I know, have worked closely with refugees over the years. And I know that you will work closely with those who are brought here from the Syrian, from Syria and from that conflict. And it's taking those sorts of risks, giving our lives in the service of Christ, in the service of others, in those in the most desperate need, which we can do when that foundation is completely secure in our relationship in Jesus Christ. So I give huge thanks for you, for all that you have achieved here. I give huge thanks for all the blessings that God has poured on this congregation and in this place. And I look forward to us fulfilling that Christian vocation we all have, which is to cast out fear and to build hope in the faith and love of Jesus Christ. Amen.